And on today's episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast, I am back with Ash Raymond James, and we are talking about all things 2022. I can't wait to have you guys listen and see what chaos ensues. Alrighty, on to the episode. Hey there, everyone. This is Madison from Learning to Fly the Podcast and sincerely Blue Jay Poetry. Today, I just wanted to take a second to let you know about Nourished and Free, a recipe ebook written by Gabby Sorensen, or Gabicado, my dear and lovely friend. Typically, this book retails for about $30, and you can find it in the episode description, but it frequently goes on sale as well. It's full of 80 easy, wholesome recipes that can be vegan, can be vegetarian, or you can mix it up and add your own proteins and your own favorite items. And it's really just a great thing to have in your repertoire. Alrighty, so I just wanted to take a second and let you know about Nourished and Free, one of the best ebook recipe guides I've come across so far. Thanks so much, and let's return to the episode.
So as we come back and the scary Zoom lady terrifies me yet again, we are going to be chatting about all things 2022, whether that
2022, I'm canceling all my project and I'm making a horror movie about the Zoom lady. That's all I'm doing for 2022.
Okay, but you need like Tyler and all the tin roof people, and like you need a big team for something like that.
I'm gonna go down to like the budget store and get like the cheapest secondhand camera I can get and shoot the entire film on it. And it's gonna be fantastic.
I love that. Especially because we all know the Zoom lady now. Like, we all
exactly everyone knows her. I wonder if it is a robot, if there is a real person. Like, she's just universally hated doing absolutely nothing if she's real.
I mean, there we
go. I interrupted, knows, right? Sorry, I interrupted your introduction.
So as we are discussing 2022 and the different things that we're hoping to do, or the different things that we maybe already have in motion, where do you want to start? What's something you're looking forward to or working on?
Let's start in January. There is. It's a good place to start, right at the start.
It is. Start anywhere.
We're starting at the top and we're working our way down. January, we got Central Ave doing their thing.
So
I gotta write a book in 2 weeks. That's gonna be fun. And then I gotta finish polishing up the button poetry one. I gotta write a good cover letter, which I haven't done yet.
Your book was great though. Like, I'm very excited for that.
And me. Either way, it's gonna be great. Because it's also a lie. So,
but it was a great story. Like, it was a fantastic story.
Like, it's all true, right? And it's not my fault it's a lie, but we haven't got our decision yet. So, like, how am I supposed to finish a book like that? You'll see what we mean when it's out. And then, like, without the final decision, like, it's impossible. Like, I can't leave it in limbo. Like, cliffhangers are great, but like, people,
that's the wrong kind of cliffhanger.
Yeah, no one wants that. Just like one book about decision. No one's gonna. So that was a toughie. But we got there.
I do have to say the last like three poems were stellar. Whether they're true or not, they were like the crux of the book.
Oh yeah. I had to really get into some method style acting. There's like one part where I had to run out. There's like legitimately I feel there's a line where I run outside and spray Pepsi everywhere. And I just said to Sav, I was like, Sav, I'm just going to pretend to be real hyped and see what happens. And that's what happened. So like, I was like, look, I'm not going to control my instincts. I'm just going to go for it. And then whatever it is goes in the poem. And she's like, all right, like, dope. Just do it. And then I was outside spraying Pepsi everywhere. Good time.
I know we've talked about this on the podcast or maybe the live stream, and how your neighbors might think you're a little bit crazy.
Every time. Like we share a fence.
I so want a collection that's all about the opinions of the neighbors on either side.
Yeah. I shot an arrow into the kid's paddling pool 3 years ago. He wasn't in there, luckily, but I bought a bow and arrow. And the rest is history. So luckily he wasn't in there, because otherwise he'd be dead. So I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, where are we going next? I would be too. So what else is in the plans? Do you have like another mind noise?
Let's go to February. What's happening February? Valentine's Day is coming up in February. So I'm probably going to have to do like a zine for that.
Okay.
Because it's zine season, right? Like you start in like October because you've got Halloween, and then you got November, which is Thanksgiving. And then you got like December, which is Christmas. And then you got January break. And then you got like February, which is, you know, that. And then bam. And I feel like this week, because all of that is like the AF series, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Festive as fuck. Or like Halloween. And I feel like I want to expand that this year to do sad as fuck and happy as fuck. Because I wrote, I know this is on some Star Wars shit right here, but I wrote Mind Noise 5, right? No, there's a reason. There's everything makes sense in my brain.
I'm just waiting to hear it, because Mind Noise made no sense until I actually sat down and read it. And I think that's the point. But at the same time, you're like, I put it up until it's in my hands. I have no idea what you're on about.
You're not meant to. Like, that's the whole thing. That's the joy, right? That's the joy of art. You're like, it's intrigue. But yeah, I wrote Minus 5 because like, the cover that I originally made like sort of stemmed off, because like you know how the covers connect, so like number 5 is right at the top and it's called Black Hole, and I wrote it and it was like 17 poems of absolute sadness, and I was like, nobody's gonna want to hear this because it's way too sad. So I'm gonna do a zine called Sad as Fuck, where I take half of them, and I'm gonna do Sad as Fuck 2, where I take the other half, instead of bundling them all together and then everyone has like a breakdown. Because yeah. I feel like that's better. That, and like, yeah, it also
breaking it up is probably for the best.
Yeah, because it was very sad. It was very, very sad.
I've probably asked you this before, but have you ever heard of Tristan Mathier?
You've asked me and I have checked him out, but I can't remember.
No worries. She has some really incredible books. She has 2 with Central Avenue. She has 1 with Penguin, and I think like a bunch of self-published ones.
Spell her name.
Trista. Yeah. And then last name, Mateer.
M-A-T. M-A-T what?
E-E-R.
Look, I ain't gonna forget that. It's my biggest pen I got. Look how big that is. You could read that across the pond. Just open your window. I'll put my hand in the air. You'll be able to read it.
I love it. It was funny because all the self-published stuff, for the most part, and I am fairly generalizing but also not, is like super, super, super sad. And it's just like, no publisher would take this. That's why it's self-published. And then the published stuff is like borderline okay, a little bit happy, and then like normal sad. And it's just funny, like there's a method to which ones are self-published and which ones are not.
Yeah, that's how I felt though. I was like, this is too sad. But like Black Hole really worked out. And I mapped it out and that was how it was supposed to be. So I don't know. Well, I know My Noise Free is coming, but I don't know if that'll be this year. I feel like it'll be 2023.
Okay.
Partly because I've released a book every year. And this year I'm just like, let's just release a bunch of projects.
None of which are books.
Yeah, let's have a book free year. Because like you've seen all the Nicolas Cage ones.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Nicolas Cage zine. I got a Harry Potter zine. Like, we're going crazy on this. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's only broken.
And for those of you who are only listening, you have no idea what's going on.
That's fine. Like, that's fine. Okay, back on track. This year as well, let's skip March because I have no plans, but like, we're going to be start releasing a quarterly zine with Tim Roof Poetry, which I'm super stoked about, because like, we did the book and now we're like, how can we do it and step it up? I will have to send you the promo images because I did them and I'm proud of them and I cried myself to sleep with laughter.
I am so ready for this.
But it's focusing on the community, right? So it's going to be, it's four of us now because Naomi was too busy for the projects, which we were like, look, just hop on board when you can. She runs Holoku. Yes. So I was like, yeah. So I was like, you focus on that. And if you want to bring Holoku into it, just do it that way. But for us, it's going to be like, because we do Right Day. So we're contemplating right now of doing, instead of doing it four times, we're doing it two times a month.
Okay.
And then everybody who participates has a chance to getting the zine. So it's going to be a huge community section. It's going to be original poetry and it's going to be like really punky and like low paper quality, like thin. So it's like an old magazine and it's just called Roof.
So is Right Day open to the public or is it just you guys?
Yeah. So I took all the posts off Tim Roof.
Yes.
Every single post. Because I wanted to start fresh. So on January 10th, we're doing reintroduction videos like we're just starting up. We're treating it exactly the same, like we're just brand new.
Okay.
And the whole thing is that these four that are now on board, including myself, we've got some crazy ideas. So on Mondays, we'll be doing like prompts. We'll be sharing books on Fridays and we got spaces in between to do whatever.
Okay.
But like this, but the zine is going to be quarterly, 4 a year, I think. Or 3 or 4. We haven't decided, but like quarterly says 4.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's going to be fun. Very excited about that one. That's probably the biggest project that I've got confirmed. And at some point I got to release We Are All Dead.
Yes!
I've had it too long now.
You've been talking about that forever.
I know, it's just sitting there. It's killing me. It
needs to just exist.
I know. I just need to put it on pre-order and just be like, do it. Because that's one of the expensive ones, but it's one of the best things I've ever written. And I'm very excited. So yeah, that probably takes us up to April. Where are we going after that? No idea.
Fair enough. And is there anything that maybe on a personal level or personal aspect you're working towards, maybe balance between the art and the actual living, or I don't know, anything that you feel comfortable sharing with us?
What the dream would be that I could throw myself into my art and then it could be classed as my living, you know, like that's the ultimate aim. So that's definitely where it's going now. I just posted that thing end of season one on Instagram because I feel like what mine always one and two were like movies, right? Like mm-hmm. The VHS tapes, everything about it was like a movie. And I thought, right, that's like and everything else in between here has been like a season. Let's end the era right there. And I'm going to come back and I just want to focus a lot more on people, like on these little life lessons. Cause I've noticed on the negative side of COVID where a lot of people have lost hope. A lot of people have like, and now that there is so many Instagram poets, I've noticed a lot of, you know, copying.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that's making people like, it's hurting them more than it's doing good. I wrote a line the other day. It was, comparison is just another form of suicide, but instead of a pulse, we're just losing our pride. Because that's just the truth. It's just like, it's killing us. Trying to live up to this expectation of what someone else is
mm-hmm.
when we should just be ourselves. So exactly. I'm trying to find a way to promote that. That's my next step forward. And I don't know how quite yet, but that's what I'm working towards. More of like, be yourself. You don't have to copy, but you can just be yourself and it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only because you are only getting 10 likes and they're getting 2,000, it don't mean that they're better.
Right.
Like that needs to be stapled in, because I feel like there's a lot of weight on likes and shares, and it's like, no, it doesn't mean they're better. It doesn't, like, you don't need to thrive. That's my aim on Instagram, at least. I can also link the Instagram then into my books a bit more, which I haven't been doing. So I'm very exciting.
That does sound
I feel like this year, let's go for a TV show theme and let's just do it.
I'm up for it. I can't wait to see how it goes. And I am definitely looking forward to it. Before we go, we have two more things we need to do. Of course, there's more shouting out. So shout out the people or the things or the places that are making these things possible.
Yep. Oh, yep. All those people. Yep.
And then the second thing, I know you're not a returning guest, but people have asked for more random questions because apparently Wednesdays aren't enough. So we're going to close out with a random question.
All right. Random questions are like, but that was a fun episode.
Those are fun.
But like, yeah, right now I'm just sort of, I am so tired that this, like, I'm surprised I've made it this far. And like, yeah, this has been great. Like for me, I'm proud of myself. Right.
As you should be. So our random question is, when we first joined the Zoom call, you made a comment that I'm in a very picturesque Christmas place. So I have to ask, what is your favorite place to take photos?
What's my favorite place to take photos? Now, that is a difficult question.
I know it is.
My mind immediately went space because I was like, I got to think on theme here, but that wouldn't be real. Got to stay on brand, right? The kid on Mars. Where's your favorite? Mars. That's my favorite place. No.
If you legitimately said something like that, I'd be, so how many times have you been to Mars?
I'm on there right now. Season 2, I'm coming back. So I don't actually know. I like the woods a lot. But I also love taking photos of animals. So like, that's always fun. The photography page, I got this post where I'm doing 2020 moo and it's just pictures of cows. And in the last picture is a goat and it says, "We goat you." And it's hilarious.
I love that.
But I like, 'cause I've got a ridiculous amount of animal photos that I don't know what to do with. So now I'm just trying to inject it into my, like, into my living as well as my job. And, I've got to stop taking it.
I'm going to keep looking out for these. I feel like my life is not complete without them.
I'm
going to
tag you in every cow photo I ever post. And then like, people will just click on that button that shows where you've been tagged. It's just going to be pictures of cows. They'd be like, what has Madison been up to? No, I didn't know she was a farmer.
Or the worst thing, because we're all poets, they're going to assume you're saying something about me. And then it's just like, oh.
Okay, like, what is the metaphor? It's not, it's a metaphor. That's what I'm going to be like.
That was great.
I'm ready for the cows. This is why random questions is hard for me, because I just go off the rails.
I mean, I think that's to be expected at this point. I think most of our guests that are regularly here for random questions, that's what makes it fun. And then the people who just kind of dabble, it's hard to get them to open up.
It's a shame that people can't see the screen, because this here, I have to send you a photo. Seth bought me this little picture slide. What's it called? Hold on. Kodachrome transparency. It's been like pressed. It's like a photo. That's and this cool. lady, yeah, but this lady hasn't got a face. Freaked me out.
Is it the same lady?
And I was like, what? That's it. That's the main character. That's what she looks. She ain't got a face. God, that's a good story.
Alrighty, guys, you will have to stay tuned and make sure you're following both Ash Raymond James and myself on all of our platforms.
The no-face Zoom lady.
Links will be available in the episode description. And I highly hope that you are just as intrigued as we are, because neither of us actually know what the hell is going to happen this year. But we're so glad that you decided to tune in, and we'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast.